Hello guys, welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. It's me, your host, Sharon Idahosa. This month, we are starting a series on supply chain, as this is a major concern for many industries and of course, the agricultural sector. We have identified some of the supply chain challenges to be poor quality of supply chain information, lack of market access, lack of storage facilities, transportation, and so many more. But we will be taking a deep dive into this topic to learn more about the cracks in the supply chain system and what can be done about it. So for this episode, we will be having the award-winning and most influential leader in supply chain, Sarah Barnes Humphrey, and also the podcast host of Let's Talk Supply Chain. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. I'm super excited to have you here.
Hi, Sharon. I'm so excited to be here and congratulations on your podcast. I'm excited to talk supply chain. It's something that I'm really passionate about. So thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. We are always so happy to have amazing people come on the show. So just to learn more about you, I saw on your website that you grew up in a family of logistics entrepreneurs, and at some point you had to take over the family business. So how was it like taking over?
Well, actually, I didn't get a chance to take over the family business. So I have two entrepreneurial parents. We've been talking about logistics and supply chain at the dinner table since before I can remember. And I worked in the family business for almost 20 years. I spent 8 years in operations, so doing air freight and ocean freight, customs clearance, warehousing. And then I did 8 years in operations, or sorry, 8 years in sales, selling all of those services. And then I was director of sales and marketing. And that's how my podcast got started, because we needed a place to be able to tell our brand story. But unfortunately, before I could take it over in 2017, my dad ended up closing his doors.
Oh, wow. So how did you feel? So how did you start your own? How did you start the whole podcast? I mean, is this more like a business to you right now, or it's just you're just focused on podcasting about supply chain?
Yeah. So when I was director of sales and marketing, I knew we had to tell our brand story somehow, and I was listening to a lot of podcasts at the time, and I thought, well, hey, why can't Sarah Barnes Humphrey have her own podcast? And so we did. And I had a team. I had a co-host. We originally called the show Two Babes Talk Supply Chain. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek because I had a male co-host and we thought it was funny. And then when my dad closed his doors, I had companies paying to come on the show at that point. But I lost my co-host and I lost my team. So I had to learn social media, graphic design, website design. And I wasn't entirely sure at that point where it was going to go and what it was going to do, but I really enjoyed it. And so I kept it going. I started the Woman in Supply Chain series in January 2018. But by April 2018, no women wanted to come on a show called Two Babes Talk Supply Chain. So I rebranded it to Let's Talk Supply Chain. And the rest is kind of history. It's turned into a business for me. We've got 14 amazing people that work for Let's Talk Supply Chain. My vision from the very beginning was to create a platform to elevate various voices across the industry. And now I'm able to do that.
That's super amazing. I mean, that's super amazing. You had to learn all of those things all by yourself. That's a lot. I mean, websites, design, social media, really?
Yeah, it is a lot. But I think we're the first podcast to ever franchise. We franchised last year as well. So we're taking the podcast into different directions.
Of course, I can see it. And it's really amazing what you're doing. When I saw your podcast, I know you have live shows. When I saw it on LinkedIn, I was really like, why haven't I connected with you? Because I do follow you on LinkedIn, but we were not connected. And I was like, why are we not connected? Because there's so much to learn from you, you know? So I just knew how to bring you on the show. Thank you very much for coming on the show today. Once again, I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So from your point of view, what have you identified as the major challenges in the supply chain system? What do you think? What can you point out as the major issues that we are facing at this point?
Well, that is a loaded question. There is a lot going on in supply chain right now, from a variety of different challenges. So, I mean, it started at the beginning of the pandemic, where we had rolling shutdowns of factories. Mm-hmm. And that really created a domino effect that, you know, as well as containers falling overboard. We had the most amount of containers that fell off of vessels, I think, in the fall of 2020 going into 2021. We had ice storms in Texas, where there was a resin factory that makes resin for cars or car seats. We had the Ever Given being stuck and costing $400 million a day while being stuck in the Suez Canal. And since then, we've had all sorts of different disruptions that has really compounded what we're seeing today. Because at the end of the day, right now, there really hasn't been any relief. So there hasn't been a chance for the supply chain to really reset, take a breath, and get back to where we were pre-pandemic, just because there has been so many disruptions. One of the biggest ones has been the cost of moving goods, right? The costs have gone up exponentially, as well as the transit time that it takes to move the product from one place to another. And that is a big deal, because when you purchase product from a manufacturer and you've got capital tied up in that product. And if it's taking 25 days or if it's taking 75 days, that capital is tied up for that amount of time. And mm-hmm. So you've got the cost of shipping rising exponentially, and then your capital sitting for a long time.
Yeah, that's too much. I mean, that's a major concern. So it's possible that if you eventually get your goods or your product to you, the price might even get higher than what you've already paid for before. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody's getting hit with inflation right now, and that's due to a number of different issues. I'm not an economist, so I won't go into that, but I do know that, you know, obviously shipping costs are a big part of that. I do know that transit times are a big part of that, because capital is being held up for so long. What I don't think is that we're going to go back to pre-pandemic levels as far as pricing on shipping. I think that it will come down, but I don't think we'll see what we did before.
Well, let's really just hope that things change, really, because this is a major concern. And even for the agricultural sector as well, this is a major concern. Transportation is a major challenge for many players in the agricultural sector. But we do hope that things take a very good turn very soon. The pandemic really did a lot, but we are hoping that things will take a good shape this time around. But more like from your experience, I'm sure you've encountered like different players in the supply chain system. So maybe one or two persons have identified some sort of a challenge, the same kind of challenge, something similar. So what is more like the common challenge you've heard from the people that has worked with you?
Yeah, really, I go back to the shipping costs. the capacity, right? There's also capacity constraints. And so you're not necessarily able to get your container on a specific vessel anymore. It kind of gets rolled over, and there's capacity constraints in air freight and ocean freight. But it's not all bad. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the pandemic has really forced a lot of organizations to take a look at their supply chains as a competitive advantage and take a look at where they're getting raw material, take a look at where they're getting finished product. And they're open to looking at suppliers from a variety of different regions. Whereas before they might have been focused specifically on China, they're looking at all sorts of different options and where to spend their supply chain risk. Because there's a lot of risk in moving product from overseas, but it depends what area, right? People are taking a look at free trade agreements more thoroughly. They're also negotiating with their suppliers more, right? Because things have changed, and so you can't keep your contracts the way that they were pre-pandemic. And so there's a lot of opportunity for different suppliers to get in front of organizations to say, hey, I'm here, and I can supply you with raw materials or potentially finished goods as well. And so, yeah, I think it's forced a lot of people to take a look at it.
Just a quick one, though. I know it's sort of out of it, but do you think blockchain is playing a very huge role for the supply chain system?
I think blockchain is an interesting topic. I don't know enough about it to really say one way or another. What I can say is that I think that collaboration is the future of business. And I think we need a way to be able to interconnect the data. Whether blockchain is the answer to that, I really don't know because I'm not a specialist in that. Over on our Let's Talk Supply Chain YouTube channel, we have a show called People, Planet, Profit. And they talked about blockchain and how it's helping within sustainability and supply chains. And so if somebody wants to learn more about it, I would highly recommend that. I think the other thing too is our podcast highlights companies in supply chains. So supply chain service providers, from technology to freight forwarders, things like that. And they talk about who they are and what they do and how they can help the players or organizations within their supply chains. And so I think it's resources like these that we're trying to bring to the market or that we are bringing to the market that can really help educate and help supply chain professionals or organizations see what kind of solutions are out there and learn a little bit more about how things like blockchain are gonna help.
Well, yeah, I do believe that blockchain, of course, is going to play a very crucial role for the supply chain. And at some point, I think I had a podcast on that, but I can't really remember so much about it. But I had a podcast with Eric from the Blockchain Chamber of Commerce, I think so. So, yeah. So we could have something like that. Maybe I would just share a link about the particular podcast. So maybe you can attach it to something similar so people get a deep understanding of what you're trying to explain here. So I think that would be really great if blockchain can really help the supply chain system as well. So I think that would be really amazing. That would be really amazing. Yeah, but what do you see as the future of the supply chain industry anyway?
That's another very loaded question. I mean, when we think about supply chain, right? Supply chain covers a vast array of business functions, right? From sourcing to sourcing the product, to buying the product, to moving the product, to housing the product, and then to delivering the product, right? And so there's a lot of different moving parts. There's a lot of different stakeholders that are involved. You've got technology that are handling each part of that. You've got technology that's integrating each part of that. And I think supply chain professionals are even procurement professionals within any organizations are really stretched very thin at the moment. We're natural problem solvers, but there's a lot of challenges that are happening right now. And so I think a lot of people are kind of exhausted. And so from a mental health standpoint, I think we really need to put our people first. And remember that we are in times that we've never really seen before, with disruptions on levels that we've never really seen before. And so I think we need to focus on the people and give them grace with what's going on and how they're handling it and what the solutions really are. I think that things are changing. Things are changing in a variety of different ways. Like I said, people are looking for different manufacturers. They're looking at overseas versus closer to home. And I think we're going to see a lot of changes, but I think it's also going to take some time, because those kinds of things don't necessarily just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of organizations are going to see supply chain as a competitive advantage, and they're going to put more emphasis on it. I mean, at the end of the day, supply chain touches almost every aspect of the business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if somebody's going to school for an accounting major, they could end up in supply chain, right? They could end up working for a supply chain company in the finance area. And so supply chain really affects a lot of people, and a lot of people don't necessarily realize it. So I think it's an exciting time to be in supply chain. And I think that the future holds a lot of opportunity, a lot of change, a lot of innovation and creativity. And so we'll just sort of have to wait and see.
Well, I think we just have to give it time. And let's see how so many industries, they react and respond to this. I think there are lots of things to do. So we just have to wait. And just like you said, we need to consider the people as well. We really need to take into account our mental health, because this whole thing is stressful. It's really stressful. I'm looking at collaborating with a supply chain company very soon. And it's all about technology. And hopefully I'll be able to bring him on the show for the next podcast, so we can see how they are using their solutions to help the supply chain system as well. So I think there's so much, and I think so many industries and companies are already looking into it. So I'm really excited to hear from the next guest on the supply chain issue. And I'm sure there are solutions that will be out there. So thank you very much for really joining this show and sharing your thoughts. We really, really, really do appreciate you here.
I really appreciated being on the show. This is fun. I hope I was able to bring, you know, some value. There's a lot of things happening right now, a lot of things to consider. And so I also appreciate you putting together this series, because I know it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to help a lot of people. So many people do not really know how to go about this, and I mean, how to face the challenges that they are facing in their different businesses. So I think this is just one way to help out. And I would really, really be putting out your podcast and your live events out there, so people can see what you're doing and really get answers to their questions. I mean, you're doing amazingly well. Thank you very much. I love what you're doing. I am a fan. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. I really hope this helps you out. I really, really hope you enjoy this show. I would love to see you guys again for our next episode. Please do well to follow Sarah on LinkedIn. She has so much to share with you, and I'm sure you'll be getting a lot from her. Thank you very much, guys, and thank you very much to our guests. We really hope to do this again sometime. Thank you, guys. Do have a lovely time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep. Yeah.